The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines. Let's start with this one. Good housekeeping needs your help. What we're testing. Showerheads. Get ready to turn your bathroom into a spa. The GH Wellness Lab is putting over 20 showerheads from handheld to rain to the test. Our experts are taking dozens of measurements to evaluate things like simplicity of installation and ease of switching between settings. Plus, we've enlisted the help of at-home consumer testers to give feedback on their favorites. Look for our top picks in a future issue. Sign up to become a Good Housekeeping tester today at ghtesters.com. That could be fun and interesting. From Family Circle, this is an opinion column, Relationships Emotional Clean Sweep. Every few years when I was growing up, my mom took on a major overhaul of the house. Once she began, nothing could stop her. She would meticulously rummage through the accumulation and clutter and, with the help from me and my six siblings, transform the house from near chaos to something close to order. What I remember most about spring cleaning was what I saw in my mom when it was over. She oozed joy, accomplishment, and sheer gratification. What if we could do the same thing internally and go at the inner closet that holds everything we don't know how to deal with and that looms larger the longer it sits unattended? Clean the garage? We're on it. Clean ourselves? Not so much. Yes, it's a tall order to look at what we try so hard to avoid, especially because it's clutter we only feel and don't see. There aren't three simple universal tips to get to this closet. The one thing that can get us there is the decision to actually deal with it. The more we avoid it, the further we get from what we so badly want. Less worry, less questioning, and less feeling we've fallen short. Maybe the next time something we've stored up inside begins to rise, rather than push it back down, we should just stop, acknowledge it, and use it as a sign to start cleaning. A few years ago, I went at my own mental closet full on and ended up writing a book about my teenage pregnancy, which I'd kept secret for almost 30 years. I know firsthand the impact of facing the things we put off and how we can feel afterward. When your closet is overflowing, you can sit down and write it all out so you can take stock of it, or you can share your stored stuff with someone you trust. Before writing my book, I sat down with my best friend and told her my pregnancy story. It blew her mind, and hearing my own words spoken aloud blew mine. Saying it to another human was my first step toward dealing with my truth. A promise to ourselves to face the things inside is a beginning. Even if we start small, say finding something that qualifies more as a nuisance than a deep-seated issue, let's clear it, then move on to bigger items. After I wrote my book, I went in for a little leftover ex-husband rage clearance. Tired of feeling angry, I wrote a letter to my ex, recounting every morsel of how I felt about how he behaved and treated me and my children. I left out nothing. I channeled all the rage and pain in a way that surprised even me. Pages and pages later, I printed it, read it, and then threw it away. It didn't erase what I'd lived, but it marked the moment I would no longer let his impact take up space in the places I needed for other things. Cleaning up on the inside amounts to telling ourselves the truth about our feelings in a way that creates a sense of order. Whether facing facts, ending something, or apologizing to someone, it brings that all-empowering awareness of knowing what is there and where things are. Just like my mom, when I go at my house in a major way, I get the nothing-can-knock-me-down feeling that comes when all my bras are folded and the ornaments are in the plastic bin marked Christmas, not Halloween. Imagine the same thing on the inside, with 100 times the impact, because it's lasting and it rearranges our feelings to help us become a little better at being who we are. This was single mom of three, Liz Pryor, an author, speaker, and advice expert who tells it like it is. Her books include What Did I Do Wrong? And Look at You Now. You can get to know her at lizpryor.com. That's LIZPRYOR. From Good Housekeeping, the Good Housekeeping Report from the experts. Travel smarter, lab-approved ways. We asked, and 79% of you are planning a vacation this year. Our Institute experts share their top tips for stressing less and saving more on the road. First, connected luggage alert. New global travel safety regulations are cracking down on smart suitcases, which do things like charge your phone and work with an app. Lithium-ion batteries now must be removed from bags before they're brought onto a plane. If you have one with a battery that can't be taken out, contact the manufacturer. Some offer DIY removal kits. Then they've got a top-tested smart suitcase, if you're in the market for one. They've got two choices. A Waze cult fave carry-on now has an ejectable battery, great for on-the-go phone charging, and its polycarbonate shell makes it super lightweight. Away the carry-on. $225 from awaytravel.com. And our Delsey choice runs on six AAA batteries instead of a lithium-ion battery. No need to remove when traveling. And has a scale built into the handle, so you'll never have to pay if your luggage is too heavy. You'll know ahead of time. The batteries can't charge your phone, but you can use its app to check the battery level and unlock it with Bluetooth. The Delsey Pluggage carry-on, $200, on sale at shop.delsey.com. That's D-E-L-S-E-Y. Damage control, lost luggage. Nearly 35% of you surveyed had dealt with a suitcase going MIA. Minimize the hassle. Snap a photo of your bag before you leave. If anything happens, you can show the picture to an agent instead of trying to describe it. Split your clothes 50-50. If you're traveling with a partner or a friend, pack half of your items in one bag and half in another. Chances are slim that an airline will lose both suitcases. Describe items that stand out. When you file a report with the service desk, list things in your bag that are easily recognizable, such as a bright yellow hat or gold sneakers. Give your local contact info, including an address and local number for where you're going to be staying, the hotel, Airbnb, a friend's house, whatever. Ask for a copy of the report and a phone number for follow-up. Get short-term reimbursement. Unless you're arriving home from a trip, most airlines will cover the necessities, such as toiletries and a change of clothes, while you're waiting for your luggage. Loop in your hotel. If you're just landing at your destination, let the front desk staff know what's going on. You may be able to help get your bag back faster if they call the airline, especially if you aren't fluent in the language. And an aside here, for if in case of lost luggage, you want to double up on your luggage tags. Attach one on the outside and tuck one on the inside with your name, number, and email info, or slip in one of your business cards. Keep tabs on flights with Google. Make everyone's go-to search engine work harder for your travel plans. Use Google Flights to plan an itinerary and set notifications for when fares go up or down. It's great for picking travel dates based on price. Once you book, simply Google your flight number to see travel times and terminal info. Friends can do the same to see if you've arrived. Save time at the airport. Use the free mobile passport app to fill out the customs form on your phone next time you get back on U.S. soil. Upload a selfie and your passport info in advance, and you'll get to use a special line at 26 airports, sometimes faster than global entry. Frequent flyers should consider a Clear subscription for $179 a year to skip pre-security lines at 27 airports. You get your eyes and fingerprints scanned to confirm your identity, then can go directly to the metal detectors and baggage scanners. And the last tip, pick prime seating. Before choosing seats for your next trip, check seatguru.com. Enter your flight info, and the free service will show an annotated map of the plane with insider info on each seat. It will tell you things like which rows have a little extra space, what window side seats have no windows, and where high traffic areas are based on restroom locations. From Family Circle. Hair masks for your self-care Sunday. Your hair stands up to a lot of abuse. What with styling, coloring, and sun exposure, daily conditioners help, but to repair damaged strands, you should try a hair mask. It will nourish and fortify hair, says Francesca Fusco, MD, a dermatologist and scalp expert in New York City. To find the best formula for you, consider your hair type. If your hair is dry, celebrity stylist Alan Topper suggests shea butter for dull, dehydrated hair. The rich ingredients boost shine and quenches hair without weighing it down. Try Alterna Caviar Anti-Aging Replenishing Moisture Mask for $45. If your curls lack definition, natural oils in curly hair aren't always evenly distributed along the shaft, which can turn curls brittle and make them lose their shape. Avocado oil puts the spring back in your curls since it mimics your body's own moisturizers. We like Garnier Whole Blends Avocado Oil and Shea Butter Nourishing Mask for $5.50. If your hair needs volume, it's counterintuitive, yes, but a moisturizing mask can actually add body. Hair is made up primarily of protein, which can be diminished by heat styling and chemical processing. The result? Flat hair. Fusco says coconut oil is able to penetrate strands and can protect against protein loss. Our pick is Nexus Vital 8, Vital 8-in-1 Rejuvenating Mask for $5. And last, if your hair is frizzy, high humidity equals hair going haywire due to the moisture in the air getting under the cuticle. Argan oil is rich in fatty acids and vitamin E, which hydrate hair and tame frizz, Fusco explains. We recommend OGX Extra Strength Hydrate and Repair Argan Oil of Morocco Hydrate Mask for $9. Masks are typically applied either on dry hair before showering or on wet hair after rinsing out your shampoo, in place of traditional conditioner. They're formulated to work for only a certain amount of time, Topper says, so leaving a mask on for longer than directed won't make it any more effective. Always read the product's label for directions on how to use it. But in general, with a wide tooth comb, distribute the mask evenly from roots to ends. Tuck hair into a shower cap to let the mask soak in. When the time is up, rinse with cool water. Aim to use a mask about once a week. And a little extra tip, mix sugar into your shampoo to exfoliate your scalp before using a mask. From Good Housekeeping, Girl Power. This is an inspiration book written by Melinda Gates. She visited a mother who had just delivered a baby in a clinic in India in 2010, the first time the woman had gotten much care. As Melinda writes in her new memoir, I asked Mina if the program had helped her, and she gave me an enthusiastic yes. When I asked her, "Do you want to have any more children?" she cast her eyes down and stayed silent. Then she raised her head and said, "No, we're very poor. I don't know how I'm going to feed this child. I have no hopes of educating him. In fact, I have no hopes for this child's future at all. The only hope I have for his future is if you take him home with you." Then she put her hand on the head of the 2-year-old boy at her leg and said, "Please take him too." Stunned, Melinda realized that helping women have healthier pregnancies wasn't enough. That's just one of many heartbreaking, courageous stories in her book, The Moment of Lift, Melinda's memoir of fighting poverty through the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. From the wife scorned by her mother-in-law as too dirty to live inside her family's house until she learns how to increase their farming yield, to a child demanding a teacher, a single truth shines through in every story. Elevating girls and women lifts their families, their communities, and the world. Their stories called me to action, Melinda tells Good Housekeeping. By sharing them, I hope to do the same for others. So Melinda Gates, G-A-T-E-S, The Moment of Lift. Some other good reads for your bookshelf. A Wonderful Stroke of Luck by Anne Beatty, B-E-A-T-T-I-E. A brilliant teacher holds sway over boarding school teens, an influence that continues as the kids grow into adults. A slow build that's worth it. Next, a true story called Salt in My Soul by Mallory Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Through diary entries, Mallory tells the story of her life with cystic fibrosis, a story cut short by her death at 25, but one full of happiness nonetheless. A tender, inspiring read. Next, a romance called The Girl He Used to Know by Tracy Garvis Graves, G-R-A-V-E-S. An accidental meeting rekindles the romance between former college lovers, Annika and Jonathan. Endearing characters will reinforce your faith in people's goodness. From Family Circle, Family Health Checklist, Allergies. What is hay fever? First of all, it's not caused by hay and it doesn't result in a fever. The proper name is allergic rhinitis, and it occurs when pollen, dust mites, or spores trigger your body to release a chemical called histamine as a defense mechanism. Histamine can lead to swelling and irritation in the nose as well as watery eyes. Grapefruit, apple, and orange juice may make some antihistamines less effective, says the FDA, so be careful if taking antihistamines. You do want to stock your medicine cabinet. Choose a medicine that treats your specific symptoms. For stuffy, runny nose and sneezing, try Flonase, Nasacort, or Rhinocort. Over-the-counter nasal corticosteroid sprays reduce inflammation in nasal passages and dry up mucus to quell congestion and drips for 24 hours. Start these in March before the first sniffles and use them daily, says Anastasia Kiva, MD, an allergist with ENT and Allergy Associates in New Rochelle, New York. They can take up to 2 weeks to work, and once symptoms start, it's hard to catch up. For runny nose, itchy throat, or nose sneezing and itchy, watery eyes, try Allegra, Claritin, Zyrtec, or Zizol. Antihistamines block histamine, so you can avoid the inflammation it can trigger. Zizol and Zyrtec may cause drowsiness. Take these at night to allow the sedation to wear off by morning. If OTC treatments aren't enough, ask your doctor for a referral to an allergist or immunologist. And from Good Housekeeping, etiquette, phones in public. Our devices go wherever we go, but etiquette expert Lisa Mirza-Grotz is here to remind us when to detach. At a restaurant, the only thing that belongs on the table is your dinner. Keep your phone out of sight and on vibrate. If you need to make a call or send a text, excuse yourself from the table. In a store, multitasking works in certain spaces, but in the fast-paced world of retail, it's distracting and frankly rude. It's common courtesy to give the checkout clerk your undivided attention. If you're in line, stay off the phone so you won't cause any delays. And on the street, always assume everyone can hear your conversation. That way, you'll remember to keep your voice down. Also, distracted walking incidents are on the rise, so limit your phone use while in crosswalks or intersections. From Good Housekeeping, 1 minute stress test. A simple exercise can say a lot about how your heart is holding up. Try walking quickly upstairs without stopping. If you make it up 4 flights in 35 to 40 seconds, which is a fast pace, or 3 flights in 20 seconds, a very fast pace, way to go. That means your heart is in good shape, according to researchers who studied the longevity of more than 12,000 people. They found that those who couldn't do similar levels of aerobic exercise were 3 times more likely to die of heart disease than those who could. If you don't pass the stair test, make sure you're fitting in at least 2.5 hours of moderate aerobic activity a week, and ask your doctor what else might help improve your heart health. Staying active is the best thing you can do to live a healthy and long life, says study author Jesus Pitiero, MD, of Universidad de Coruña in Spain. In addition to controlling body weight, physical activity benefits blood pressure and cholesterol levels and lowers inflammation, which plays a role in coronary artery disease. Moving over to food, from Real Simple, the staple. Once made with verjuice, the highly acidic juice of unripe grapes, these days Dijon mustard is usually made with mustard seeds, white wine, and salt. From the French town of the same name, Dijon is the Kick we rely on for more than just our go-to vinaigrette. Stir it into simmered blackberries for a sweet and savory sauce that's perfect with pork chops or a fancy cheese platter. Whisk it into a melty cheese fondue to help cut the richness so you can keep on dipping. And mustard on popcorn? Mais oui. And so here are recipes for those three ideas. First, blackberry Dijon sauce. Cook 3 cups blackberries and 1/4 cup sugar in a medium pot over medium, stirring and mashing until thickened, 10 to 12 minutes. Remove from heat, stir in 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard, 2 teaspoons red wine vinegar, 1 teaspoon fresh lemon juice, 1/2 teaspoon kosher salt, and 1/4 teaspoon black pepper. Serve with pork or grilled cheese sandwiches. Dijon fondue. Toss 8 ounces shredded Gouda cheese with 2 tablespoons cornstarch. Heat 2/3 of a cup of white wine and 1 teaspoon grated garlic in a medium pot over medium until steaming. Slowly add the cheese mixture, whisking constantly. Cook whisking until smooth and thickened 8 minutes. Remove from heat. Whisk in 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard. Serve with toasted baguette or crudités. And how about honey Dijon popcorn? Melt 3 tablespoons butter in a small pot over medium until golden brown, 5 to 6 minutes. Remove from heat. Whisk in 1 tablespoon Dijon mustard and 1/2 teaspoon honey. Pour over 1 popped bag of all-natural microwave popcorn. Toss to coat. From Family Circle, we've got a couple family dinners because you've got to get food on the table. First, we have spinach salad with warm sausage dressing. In a large bowl, toss 10 ounces baby spinach with 10 ounces cremini mushrooms, sliced, and 2 shallots, halved and thinly sliced. Heat 1 tablespoon EVU, that's extra virgin olive oil, in a large stainless skillet over medium-high. Add 12 ounces smoked beef sausage, sliced into coins, and cook until brown, 10 minutes. Remove skillet from heat. Transfer sausage with a slotted spoon to a paper towel-lined plate, reserving the drippings. In the same skillet, whisk 3 tablespoons honey, 2 tablespoons red wine vinegar, and 1 teaspoon Dijon mustard. Pour warm dressing over the salad and toss well. Divide evenly among 4 bowls. Serve with crusty bread. This serves 4. Open-faced crab sandwich. Pick through 1 pound lump crab meat for shells, then squeeze dry. Combine crab with 2 scallions, sliced, 1 rib celery, finely diced, 1/2 of a red bell pepper, seeded and finely diced, 2 teaspoons lemon zest plus 2 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons scallion cream cheese, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon cayenne. Spread about 1 tablespoon scallion cream cheese on each of 4 slices toasted sourdough bread. Divide crab mixture evenly among the toasts. Top with shaved radish and sprinkle with cayenne pepper. Serve with mixed green salad. Serves 4. Coconut rice with jerk chicken and mango salsa. In a medium saucepan, bring 2 13.5-ounce cans coconut milk, 2/3 cup water, and 2 teaspoons salt to a boil. Reduce heat to low, stir in 2 cups jasmine rice, cover and cook 15 minutes or per package directions, stirring occasionally. Let stand 5 minutes. Fluff with a fork. Zest and juice, 1 medium lime. Stir the zest and 1/3 cup chopped cilantro into the rice. Meanwhile, sprinkle 6 small boneless skinless chicken breasts with 1 teaspoon salt and 6 tablespoons jerk seasoning. Heat 2 tablespoons vegetable oil in a stainless skillet over medium-high. Add chicken and cook covered until turning halfway through until browned and the temperature reaches 165 degrees, about 12 to 15 minutes, depending on thickness. Stir 2 peeled and diced mangoes with the lime juice, 1/4 cup each diced red onion and chopped cilantro, and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and cayenne pepper. Top the rice with the chicken and mango salsa. This serves six. As an easy rice bowl option, use ground chicken instead of breasts and cook it with the jerk seasoning. Then stir the chicken into the cooked rice with the zest and cilantro. Orzo salad with grilled shrimp. Heat grill to medium-high. Bring large pot of salted water to a boil. Zest and juice 1 large lemon. Toss 1 pound peeled and deveined shrimp with 1 tablespoon extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, 1/8 of a teaspoon pepper, and 1/2 the lemon zest. Thread onto 4 metal skewers. Toss 3/4 pound trimmed asparagus with 1/2 teaspoon evu, 1/8 of a teaspoon each salt and pepper, and the remaining zest. Add 1.5 cups orzo to boiling water and cook 9 minutes. Drain. Meanwhile, grill asparagus for 7 to 9 minutes, turning halfway through, and grill shrimp for 2 minutes per side. Chop asparagus and stir into the orzo with 4 ounces of crumbled feta cheese, 1/3 of a cup packed dill, minced, 3 tablespoons lemon juice, 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 teaspoon salt, and 1/8 teaspoon pepper. Serve orzo topped with shrimp. And this serves 4. And the last one, ground turkey quesadilla. Heat oven to 350. Place 1 burrito-sized or 10-inch flour tortilla on a parchment-lined baking sheet. Sprinkle tortilla with 1/2 ounce bag of shredded Mexican cheese blend. Heat 1 tablespoon vegetable oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high. Add 1 pound ground turkey and 1 teaspoon each ground cumin and garlic salt. Cook, stirring, to break up the turkey until cooked through, 5 to 6 minutes. Stir in 3/4 cup salsa and cook until warm, 30 seconds. Spoon turkey mixture over the cheese on tortilla and sprinkle with remaining cheese. Top with a second tortilla. Bake until cheese is melted and tortilla is warm, 15 minutes. Toss shredded leaf lettuce with sliced plum tomato and slices of avocado and red onion. Top quesadilla with salad mixture. Serves 4. 3 quesadilla twists. Make it Italian by using mozzarella, cooked sausage, and marinara. Top with spinach, roasted red peppers, and grated parmesan. To keep it vegetarian, use black beans or veggie crumbles instead of the turkey. Or go spicy with pepper jack, shredded chicken, and hot sauce. Top with lettuce, pickled onion, and diced pickled jalapeno. Okay, now we've got time for one more quickie. Radishes, your April crop. Eat them whole. Instead of slicing, serve radishes on crudités platter. Keep the stems on so guests can pick them up by the stems and dip them into whipped salted butter. Roast them. Mellow out their flavor by tossing halves and quarters with olive oil, salt, and pepper, and roasting until they're golden brown. Or pickle them. Toss them with white wine vinegar, salt, pepper, and a pinch of sugar. Then let sit, tossing occasionally for 20 minutes. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchall, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. The broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast on our website, triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.